Amen. I'm switching gears, okay? I must be obedient. I don't want to, but I will be obedient in what I'm about to release, okay? You ready? Ready or not, here it comes. So we're back to some things that the Lord spoke to me some weeks ago, and I believe I'm to center this around America specifically, okay? Is that good? I'm going to, nonetheless, I'm going to try to obey the Lord in this. Now, I found this book a few days ago. Did I mention this already? I've had it on my shelf. I bought it to write in, okay? And I was cleaning, going through books, gave a bunch of them to Goodwill, over 100. And I thought, you know what? I'll just give this to Donna. She deserves it more than me. She really does. And I found in it several things that were written, I think, sometime before 2015 that the Lord had given me. I may share one of them. I don't know. There's several. But I've started using it again. I held on to the book. What do you think? I should hold on to it. The Lord knows whether I should hold on to it or not. Okay? So, America, greatness is not in a people's possession. Your fathers knew this to be true. Your fantasies are consuming your present. Your money empowers your will. But you and your will be challenged now by the Lord and by the Lord of armies. A division, succession, trouble within as well as without. Your money is only a symbol of your loss. A symbol of your loss, and your gold is not refined yet by me. B, I will no longer be your protector. You will cry out, but I will not listen. For I have called out through my vessels, and you would not listen. Yet the few who know my son's life have listened. And are listening now, and they will follow my voice as I govern them in steps of exodus within and without. America, your banks close. Your crown has fallen. Lamentations chapter 5. Fallen from your head. Your borders are breached, your boundaries crossed. Your hearts hardened, your independent will remains stubborn towards your God. There's two passages, Ezekiel 14, 16 through 20, Jeremiah 15, 1 through 3. In a nutshell, the first passage refers to three men. The second passage, Jeremiah 15, refers to two men. And what is said is even if these three men were in your midst, they could not save you, America. They would only save themselves, not even their family. Did you hear that? Not even your family. And if these two men were to stand before me, my heart, Jeremiah 15, would not turn back to this people. You think I like saying this? I do not. Flee, flee, run, run. But your allies will abandon you and from a distance look with horror. You will not humble yourself before your God or your beginnings, the person of Genesis and the person of John 1:1. You are an adulterous nation, a people filled with bloodshed and perversity. Your eyes are adulterous and your ways are lewd, and you have no shame. I will firstly judge you for the blood of the unborn and innocent children. The children that now stand before me, their righteous judge. Now, they stand there. They were the aborted. They were the unwanted, they were the abused, the exploited, whom you cut to pieces and sold in your contempt of me. I, their Lord, hear their cries, and I will act swiftly to avenge their blood, which is on your hands. America, Church of Sardis and Laodicea, upon your heads will I bring their blood. An unappointed government in your midst will I seize by the neck. He was speaking of the children. It was an experience. I was seeing him. Their beautiful cries in my ears will be answered against and upon you, and you shall be overthrown, overwhelmed, and overcome by my power. Let me stop for a second. Where's the hope in this? Faith, hope, and love abide in you, Christ. You've got to hear that from the Lord. What's the hope in their nation? Same person, only. And forever. Yeah, I would cry like the little one back there, but I wouldn't get through this message. Did my crying before. This is horrific. I wish it was anything but this word, but it is this word for us. Believers and unbelievers. Now legislation shall be enacted by the people. We the people. Heaven shall act and enact and overthrow your funding and thus your evil organization. The Federal Reserve will be cast down and federal has failed, thus federal will fall. A wolf pack of rogue states will lead to leave, separate, secession. Freely let them go to my pronounced faith and fate. Let the pack withdraw, all 15 of them, that I might divide and judge all 15 states. Floods, fires, storms, shakings in heaven. The fires had not started in Oregon when the Lord gave me this while we were in Chattanooga. Floods, fires, storms, shakings, but that's not the fulfillment either that's going on in Oregon. Floods, fires, storms, shakings in heaven and earth shall always be a few of my weapons. Your cities will be shaken, the governmental mountains brought low. That's speaking of leadership. So flee and fight Christ if you will, and I will always remain the winner and king. I will win, declares the Lord. If I were you, I would bow and kiss the Son if I were in your shoes. Tell my people that the storm of the Lord is over the heartbeat. You're talking about aborted children of your nation. Washington, D.C. shall fall to war and rioting, killing, looting, and I will turn away now from your violence and civil war. I will hide my face but display my power to judge. You will learn righteousness. No other way. That's his grieving over us, that we have pushed him, resisted him, refused him. And the day of his visitation as judge is upon our nation. First in his house. Isn't that right, Minnie? First in his house. There'll be a time to cry here in a moment. You can cry right now, but I'm saying I believe we all must go there if the Lord triggers it. Don't force a cry. Don't force it. But allow it. I will hide my face, but display my power. You will learn my righteousness no other way. So spurn my kindness and now receive my judgments. Your idols are falling, your money with it. And as it. What are you saying, Terry? The dollar's going to fall? Yes. Because of our pride, it all will fall. But let my people be silent. Do not cry out for this nation. He will not listen. That's incredible. Read the book of Jeremiah when he said that to Jeremiah. Do not cry out for this people. I will not listen to you, for they did not listen to me. They killed his prophets. I placed Trump against devious plots that I will now expose, to trumpet and to awaken my people to battle. But you all are deaf and blind to my workings, because many are being ruled by their own wills, their own lovers, lifestyles, and the fears of losing their life. I did not send you those other leaders. I raised up Donald Trump. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I will say it because the Lord said it to me. And I don't have an opinion about it. I'll simply repeat it. My job is repeat what he said and not add any hamburger helper and try not to take away when it's quite painful to me as well as you. I raised up Donald Trump. Many hate him because they hate me. My people are divided. They are in a stupor of division. And so is your nation. So I shall turn my judgments upon you. He will display his wonders of judgment again, for you will not heed, and your nation shall again be a divided nation. That's civil war. State divided against state. Along four lines, I'm adding this as an additive from an encounter back in 2015, went on True News with Rick Wiles. It will be the division of black and white. It will be the division of Hispanic. It will be the division of the homosexual agenda. And it will be the division of Islam. Your great wealth has been squandered by those who hate me. We've spent money, our money, on abortion. Supporting with your money what I hate. Abortion leads the way. You have become like Sodom to me, America. Remember what he said, as it was in the days of Noah, but that's not all he said, as it was in the days of Lot. You will not flee to me, then you will perish with them, says the Lord. I don't ever use that language, says the Lord. I'm simply saying what he said. He said, says the Lord. So I repeat it. Your house is Laodicea, speaking to the church. And you are not Hephzibah, my delight is in her. It's Isaiah 62. But you are a harlot, church, that steals the lifeblood and monies of my people. You are Babylon rather than my house. And like Babylon, worldwide, you will suffer her fate before me. What fate is that? Revelation 17 and 18. Arise, my people, to prayer. Arise, my people, to bow before me. For the humble shall inherit my earth, and I will heal your wounds, and I myself will bind you to me as I rise with healing in my wings of protection. I read a little bit of this last time I spoke. America, America, how long have I desired to gather you as a mother hen or young? But you will not listen. And that now your weapons, your own weapons, your own military shall be used against you in the division, in the civil war. You have sown strife. You have soiled the land, and I will drive you from it. You've sown to the whirlwind, and now you will reap the whirlwind of judgment. But here's promise, from the ashes a new fire shall be kindled. His light in the shadows shall shine, renewed as a nation that stumbled, its people no longer blind. What's left of us? This is your future if you desire me alone. America the beautiful shall come out of the ashes or perish by my fire. I have spoken. Similar to a word here that I want to just bear in, this comes from, I think, 2013. America, greatness is not in the people's possessions, that word. Well, also, there's more to it. Similar to what was said here, but more personal. From the ashes of fire shall awaken. This is in 2013 or 14. The burning ones shall emerge. Amen. The people humbled shall be clothed in glory and honor. So there's 7 years between these two things. But God, if he's anything, is consistent, isn't he? I could go back 19 years to the 4-day encounter with Gabriel, and you would find consistency. A 21-year time frame starting in 2008, going to 2029. 3 sevens. The final seven that I was shown begins 2022, September. That begins the final 7 years that I was shown. What do you think that means? Get ready. Maybe ready or not, here I come, Martin. What do you think? The deadly wound shall be healed and the poison removed. A sign and a wonder shall rise in the nations, the rebirth of this nation. The nation's capital will be moved away from D.C. of necessity because of fire and shaking. The dark spell of Jezebel in our government shall be broken because the great dragon of Jezebel resides in D.C., Washington, D.C., and the death covenant annulled. And the morning star that Christ is shall arise, and the evening star that he is renew us. And the footstool, the earth, will stand in awe of the resurrection that Christ is in a nation. On to more bad. Sorry. And this is only a small part. Hopefully we'll end here. I told you what the Lord told me, Terry, you must be the messenger I called you to be in this time at the end. End of what? We'll see. Get ready. Look out. I was on Lookout Mountain, remember? Chattanooga, Tennessee. Look out. Memphis, Tennessee. Now is the time for your shaking. You guys know what I know. If that's the Madrid fault line, it lies underneath the city. Now is the time for your shaking. Your violence will be curtailed by more violence, shaking, and falling down. Look out, Seattle, Washington, for in British Columbia, to your north lies your warning. Water approaches you, Seattle. However, unheeded or unrecognized, the warning may pronounce your doom. Look out, Smoky Mountains Forest, Blue Ridge Parkway, where the fires upon you are but the beginning of man's troubles, set by man. The smoke of your something, if I can read my writing, the smoke of your burning, that makes sense, will become fuel for the fires of rage. People enraged by those who set the fire is what he means. And this human contrived disaster in the Smokies. Look out, Baltimore, Maryland, for your violence is from old times. More than 150 years ago is your warning. You are no guardian, for your wall is unbuilt and your decay is present. from within shall erupt, and the waters will not quench the fires of bloodshed in your midst. And that's not all, but I'll stop with that little bit for Maryland, Baltimore. 5, look out, Manhattan, for your door is open and your back door unwatched and unkept. It is not from the sea that your trouble arises, not the British. It's going all the way back, guys. But the burning of your city will mean the days of panic, unlike what has been seen in the East. Look out, Boston, Massachusetts, for your lanterns. This is going back to the Revolution. Your lanterns are unlit and your watchers asleep. They've put 2 or 1 lantern in the church bell tower, right? Remember that? Paul Revere was to ride proclaiming the British is coming. I'm just giving a history lesson. That's actual history. But the meaning of God in this is present. Your lanterns are unlit and your watchers asleep. Your riders have no longer a ride. And your tunnel is unsafe to travel. I've been through that tunnel. There's no way off that island, so to speak. No escape from he who approaches. Unlooked for, unsought for. Who is it? Disaster comes within and upon you. Your towers are but shrines, and his wisdom left you behind long ago. History is in the making of a moment, and your moment has arrived. Look out, Washington, D.C., for the fires will drive all out, and the war shall begin in the capital. Where then will you live? Where then will you govern? Look out beyond Boone's Gap. Pass through the time of military and martial law, for it is surely coming nationwide. From these ashes, will you now bow and kneel anew to your one true God in sackcloth and ashes and have a new birth? Will we? To God's true cleansing and freedom? For fire shall test, and fire shall destroy, and fire shall purify a Melchizedek priesthood of the one true Christ of God, the Son of Judgment. So kiss the Son. You rulers, be wise. I shout this to our president, to the administration, be wise. Kiss the Son. Let all be wise. Governors, leaders of all kinds, let the body of Christ be wise and kiss the Son, unless he become angry and we be destroyed in our way. Look out, Oregon, is written before the fire started, for your shaking awake will strike before dawn. That's an earthquake. Lester Moore remembers, and he knows. I know that man. And it's a story I don't want to tell right now. For long ago, what has been foretold, Lester Moore knows. He was wise to listen and will be ready to flee inland before the eruption of a mountain named Hood. St. Helens will tremble, but Hood will blow its top. It's a 12,000-plus-foot volcano. When did you first see that? 20 years ago, but the Lord brought it back up. Man's fire is contrived, but God's elements burn with fervent heat, and it quickly approaches to challenge man's ways. Your elders no longer stand in the gate. Look out, President Trump. I want you to pray for me as I share this and for our president. It's meant to confirm, affirm, and trigger. And I know it. Prepare now for your unplanned address. A A-D-D-R-E-S-S. I'm not talking about a physical location. I'm talking about a Gettysburg-type address. For it will reap fruit in the time of harvest. Like President Lincoln, here's the Gettysburg Address, a new birth of freedom for this forgetful nation. Forgotten is its recent past and our most bloody conflict on this soil. Lee will stand with you. Remember, Robert E. Lee decided to stand. He was not a slaveholder, was anti-slavery. But he loved God and he stood with Virginia because it was his own people. His father, Harry Lighthorse Lee, was one of the favorite generals of George Washington. That's history. Lee will stand with you, and Bill Lee is a direct descendant. You need to know that. How many knew that? I've known Bill Lee for 20 years. Lee will stand with you. Wonder who he's talking about, Sam, Bill Lee, who are personal friends. That's the word of the Lord. That's not something contrived to me. I don't even think this way. But I know a few things, and I know a few people. Very few. Lee will stand with you if you stand. He will disapprove of secession and slavery, and always will. Tennessee will not secede. The other 15 states will. Tennessee will not be one of them. Tennessee was the last to secede in the Civil War and the first to re-enter the Union. And the worst president I think we ever had was a Tennessean that followed Lincoln named Andrew Johnson. That's me talking, not the Lord. So we were praying years ago by the instruction of the Lord, you need to pray that Tennessee will have the best governor it's ever had for the most difficult times it will ever face. We prayed, and God gave us Bill Lee. Amen. He's never heard me say that. He's never asked me. I would only say that to him to his face, but I'm saying it today because it will get back to him. May the man-pleasing spirit and fear of man have no place in our president and in Bill Lee. That's our prayer. His forefathers was a believer, but Jackson, I'm talking about Robert E. Lee, Bill Lee's, one of his, Bill Lee's descended from the brother of Robert E. Lee. They came to settle over in Charlotte, Tennessee first, and then moved to Fernvale Valley in Williamson County. His forefathers was a believer, but Jackson's his right arm. That's talking about Stonewall Jackson. Larry Randolph's wife, Laura, is a direct descendant of Stonewall Jackson. What's that mean? I don't know. Who cares? Laura's a good girl. The God of peace knows war well and also will guide you to revelation. The enemies are yours. And General Washington, I mean the enemies are within, and General Washington remembers. And he prophesied. Remember? How many know that? George Washington prophesied a third great war on this soil. Did you know that? It is written. You can pull it up. It is in front of us. How close? It begins this year. That's impossible. It is not impossible. Also, they say it's just all going to burst at once. No, but the election is its key. Believe me when I tell you that. The God of peace knows war well and will guide you, President Trump, to re-election. I don't have an opinion about that. I might be rejoicing in it, but I don't have an opinion. I can rejoice. God's enemies are yours, like General Washington, who remembered and prophesied. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights will again emerge over the remnant states in this nation. I hope you're being encouraged. Hard to take, isn't it, Heidi? It's hard to hear it. I would like to cry till I have no tears left myself. The horror, the sum of all fears, is coming upon us. But let me give you hope. It doesn't sound like hope, but let me give you hope. The Babylonian system worldwide will be crushed in the future. You know that, Revelation 17 and 18. And while it's being crushed, God will then speak. So don't be premature. It's not now. God will then speak, come out of her, my people. That's economics, government. Economics and government. We won't ever be a part of it spiritually. We will be in Christ. So don't be premature. His voice will ring out clearly. But God is going to judge Babylon in this nation beginning this year. And God will devastate this nation so the Antichrist spirit doesn't want it. And we will escape as one nation passing through the fire. Thus says the Lord. It will not be the nation we know now. California will slide off into the ocean, most of it. Sorry, but there you go. That was a little blip. Sorry. I saw Los Angeles disappear completely. All 18 million people died in a single moment. I saw it. I saw it in a dream. I saw it with Gabriel pointing right at it. Timmy, I saw it. I've seen it multiple times. So he's saying to his people, come out. He's saying to those in California, get out, not go back in. Get out. He's saying to Oregon and Washington, get out, come out. Let there be an exodus to the inland. Flee to Utah. Flee to Idaho. Flee, but flee. Not Nevada. It will succeed. It will succeed from the Union. Nevada, California, Washington, Oregon. They have a choice, but they will. Now there is only peace on the other side of war. So you must save the Constitution by reasserting its truth and the one God of our fathers, not the foreign gods of un-American haters of Jesus Christ. We all must now decide and stand openly for in whom we place our faith. Mobilize, this is a word still to our president. This is a word to our president, all of it. America belongs in God's hands, in the hands of a righteous people filled with a righteous Christ. It always was meant to be so. It must now fall from the hands of the unrighteous nation. God will strike. Mobilize, President Trump. Prepare the address. I affirm and confirm to you God's will in that matter. Mobilize and prepare for war. For its drums beat and the prisons are already too crowded. What now is the address? What is the meaning of freedom in America? In 1863, Lincoln spoke of more than he knew. God helped and enabled President Lincoln, and he will enable President Trump. He, President Trump, believes in Christ. The voice from the throne and the messengers of Christ. I'm not talking about President Trump now. I'm talking about what we are called to be, the church of the living God, in this time now. I accept it. How about you? I would not live in fantasy, but I would obey. And I need to know the difference between my will, my voice, his voice. If ever I need to know it, I need to know it now. Presumption cannot come up in this. It's the desire to remain unknown, not the desire to become known. The voice from the throne and messengers of Christ, the covenant, must shout, as he told me. I didn't even read all this. Shout, Terry, shout. I will obey him against all odds and against all voices and against all who are mockers and gainsayers and all that you want to name. I will obey the Lord. How about you? The God of my salvation is God. God is able to awaken a sleeping nation and a sleeping church that is no longer Sleeping Beauty, but old and in need of spiritual inward new life of Jesus Christ. From the ashes like Cinderella shall God awaken a nation. She shall come through the fire and out of the fire, refined. Few in number, but refined. Yes, Lord, yes. So, Lord, we say, shout! Shout to the Lord! Shout to the Lord! O sons of the mighty, shout to the Lord glory and strength! Shout to the Lord! Shout to the Lord! May weeping be heard amid the shouting! We cry out, God, spare your people! Spare your people.
Righteous.
You are 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 righteous.
have permission to pray, just this one little simple thing quickly here, agreement with God, like President Lincoln, he was reelected. It is the will of God that President Trump be reelected. But it is not the will of God that his fate be like President Lincoln after the election. Now, God protect President Trump in every sense of that word. Put him in office against all odds. And I tell you, it will be war to get him in office and keep him in office. But we stand with your will and the authority you have given us in our president. He is a man that respects you and wants to know you, and so do I. We want to know you, Lord. Give him God counselors, the Holy Spirit within him. I pray in the name of Jesus. Protect him, Lord. Protect his wife. Protect and draw his children, children's children and family. Let him come to know you deeply, personally, and intimately, and stand against all odds. Be reelected in the Civil War, just like Lincoln was reelected in the Civil War. So be it, Lord. So be it. We pray. May the nation, Lord, stand united around. The Lord told me it would be a landslide victory unlike anything in recent history. And I tell you, if it's not, the land in California and the land in the West Coast will indeed slide. So resist if you want, but be wise and kiss the Son. So, Lord, your pronouncements are clear. The cross is dividing our nation right down the Mississippi River. Talking about a strike along the Mississippi of an earthquake. That's what God's talking about. The waters will divide. Beware, Memphis, beware. So, Lord, we bless you. And may this afternoon be quite the afternoon.